This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's our last Star Friday today.
It is, and warmer days are ahead. And I know that a lot of people will be getting ready to travel. So whether it's locally or abroad, people have been loving the idea of having a fully curated trip. And this is why they look at travel agencies, because of the convenience as well. Let's be honest. But every time you go into social media, you find that people are complaining about how they were ripped off by a traveling agent. And this is why our Lifestyle Friday today is focusing on mushrooming travel scams. And we're talking to Maletabo Khomongwe, who's a marketing specialist at Harvey World Travel. Maletabo, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, and Paul, how are you? And good morning to Jones as well and to your listeners.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Let's look at some of the contributing factors to why we're seeing more and more travel scams.
I'm going to say social media, right? Uh-huh. So there's this growth of online travel agencies and online bookings that has now led travelers to be more exposed to a wide pool of offers, right? And unfortunately, not all of them are legitimate. So also because of the lack of regulation in online platforms, it also makes it easier for these tour operators to target unsuspecting customers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay, maybe give me an example of what it would mean for someone to experience a travel scam. The first thing that comes to mind is, you know, like a no-show, someone who just takes the money and runs off. I mean, you know, like, I see a group of mamas who wants to go to Durban, and then they want to take a flight. Suddenly, they're stuck or Tambo. The typical story that we've heard. But are there other ways?
Simple, it's exactly that, right? So you think you've booked this luxury holiday package online, right? Only to arrive to your destination and you don't have a flight. I mean, you don't have a hotel booking, right? I'm serious. Or you get to the airport, as you're talking about these ladies, you get to the airport and there's actually no flight booking. So the confirmation that you probably had was fraudulent, right? Mm. Or you make the payment to this agency and as soon as you've made the payment, they completely disappear.
Oh, wow.
So it happens so often than you could imagine.
Would it count if someone, you know, books all these things, shows you the pictures and everything, and then you guys are going to Mauritius? When you get there, you are literally in some backpackers, whatnot, and you were promised, you know, like this nice resort or whatever.
Yes, yes. So I always say you also need to do your own research as well, right? Just to be sure, insist on the confirmation that you can also then, you know, check with that hotel as well. You know, to make sure that that booking really exists.
Well, the thing
and
is...
also, you know...
No, go ahead, please.
So some of the pictures that you may see are completely different to what you may see on, say, social media or on booking.com. So also, you know, just go a bit further and go just beyond the website, right?
Mm.
And do a bit of your own digging as well.
Yeah. Okay, the thing is, sometimes you don't even know how to distinguish between a reputable travel agency and somebody that just traveled and now they think they can book trips for people. How do I actually know that this is a reputable travel agency and they are going to elevate my experience versus just using someone?
So I want to say the very most important thing is to always verify that that agency is accredited with ASATA. That is the most important thing. So ASATA is the Association of Travel Agents in Southern Africa, right?
Mm.
So once you've confirmed that accreditation, then you already know that, you know, there's a level of almost peace of mind that comes with that, right?
Mm.
And also, you know, I think you can always sort of trust your gut as well, right? Because, I mean, you know, with a reputable travel agency, you can also sense the sense of professionalism that you'll get from the agent, right? Mm-hmm. When you ask for confirmation, you get your confirmation. When you need to do the payment, they'll send you a secured payment link. They're not going to ask you for your credit card details online, you know? You are able to verify, even the address. Or sometimes, I mean, it's an online agency. But there are ways to still verify those things. But I'd say the very important one is ASATA accreditation, because then you know that there is somebody that, you know, oversees that agency.
Mm. Well, Maltabo, it's August and the girlies are up. They want to travel. Love it when you see women, you know, booking these tickets and just getting out there. How do people learn more about traveling as the days are getting warmer and warmer? And where can they follow you for more?
So at Harvey World Travel, we are on all social media channels, right? We are on LinkedIn, we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well. So you can find us there. And of course, on our website, you can see who is the nearest Harvey agent to you. And you can always book with them.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. But you know what? Another thing, before we let you go, I just love the idea of seeing women put trips together and women traveling, you know, especially Women's Month. I mean, let's quickly look at the role that women are playing in the travel industry.
So, you know, in our industry, women are literally at the forefront of shaping the entire industry, right? Because they make up the majority of the travel planners, from travel agents to the travel agency owners. A lot of them are women, right? And I mean, also, you probably know in your household as well that probably mom is going to be the one who decides where we're going, right? So literally women are really at the forefront, right? So I think what's amazing at Harvey is that we always celebrate the women in our teams, be it the owners, be it the agents as well, right? And we love how they curate the most beautiful travel packages. And they also create a sense of inclusivity as well, right? Because as much as we are a women-led agency, we don't find enough women at the top as well, right? Mm. So I think a big thing that we're trying to push, especially at Harvey, is more inclusivity.
That's beautiful, really beautiful. Thank you so much. And keep on doing the amazing work in the world of traveling. That's a marketing specialist at Harvey World Travel, Maletabo Khomongwe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.